In today's episode of our PEC podcast series, we will explore the PEC office in the US. We will discuss what it's like to work here, what tasks to expect, and provide you with some detailed insights into the world of projects. Additionally, you will learn about the interests and skills that applicants should ideally bring with them. Hi, I'm Bastian Hughes, I'm your host, and I'm sitting together today with Bastian and Scott. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Hi, Bastian.
So, Bastian, perhaps you could just give us a brief overview of your professional background and perhaps also what led you to PEC. And I heard in the beginning you are one of the founding fathers of PEC Corp, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you. My background. So I am originally from Germany, grew up in the Ruhr area and studied mechanical engineering and business administration, so as an industrial engineer in Aachen. And quickly found my way into the consulting business, simply because it, for me, had the best out of both worlds, namely working in a small company where you have a huge impact on all the things that you work on, topics that you want to develop yourself. And at the meantime, you get the opportunity to work for these huge corporations with all of their funding, their great workforce, and all these super interesting projects. And that immediately sparked my interest. And eventually I found PEC in Stuttgart when they were only about 40, 50 people back in 2013. I hired in with them and immediately found this great, passionate workforce, these amazing people to work with. And yeah, for me, it was exactly the right thing. And they gave me the opportunity to work on so many different topics in the company. First of all, working in recruiting and defining their processes. And then later taking on a team lead in Germany with a small team that was in Stuttgart working with one of our clients. And out of that, we developed the opportunity to work in the US. So back in 2016, we had our very first project assignment in the US, where we send one of my team members over to implement a change management process. And out of that, I decided, hey, I always wanted to work in the US. Why not take that opportunity and go over there and start a business? And so I set out in early 2017, and came to the US with not much more than just two suitcases. And yeah, started the exact company here. Worked my way through a lot of hurdles eventually, but started hiring people. And Scott here was my, I think, second hire and first full-time US hire. Yeah, and ever since then, I am responsible for the US business, a managing partner with PEC and part of the board of management.
Excellent. Thank you. So, Scott, about your professional background, and perhaps you could also answer the question, how did Bastian convince you to work for PEC Corp?
Good question. Yeah. So first, a little bit about myself. So I joined PEC, like Bastian mentioned, back in 2017, one of the early employees here at PEC Corp. But before that, I was actually... my background was in accounting and was more obviously on the financial side of things, but ended up finding my way to a more project management based role and industrial engineering based role. I ended up working at one of the companies I was working at on a project with Bastian, and he said he was starting this company up in the US. It was very small. But was convincing me that they had a much larger company in Germany, so it wasn't exactly a startup. But it sounded very interesting to me, the way you would be able to kind of pave your own path within the company. He displayed the PEC culture very well in the work environment, and it was honestly an easy sell for me to make the leap. And I've been with the company ever since in multiple roles. So being a very small company at the time, you have to take on many different tasks and responsibilities. But over time, I ended up taking on the role of head of recruiting here in the US, amongst other topics such as sales and marketing. And I've enjoyed the ride, ever since.
Thank you, first of all. And maybe you can also tell us a little bit about PEC Corp's mission and also which industries you primarily serve.
So PEC Corp's mission here in the U.S. is to provide consulting services to our U.S.-based customers, exemplifying our PEC brand values, powering, empathetic, and contagious. In terms of industries that we primarily serve, we're very heavily focused in the automotive industry, especially here in the U.S., although we're involved in hydraulics and heavy machinery industries as well. But we're definitely hoping to expand beyond that, similar to the PEC GmbH PEC group, and eventually get into some additional industries.
That's a great transition, Scott, because that was also actually my next question, because I heard you're expanding geographically. So, Bastian, what are the biggest challenges and opportunities in this process? And where do you want to expand geographically?
So expanding in the U.S. is the right word, expanding, because you first need to imagine or make yourself aware of how big the U.S. are. And that also is one of the biggest challenges. So my experience in Germany was, okay, we have a new client. Let's get some consultants over there. They can commute on a weekly or even daily basis because it's maybe 150 km or 100 miles. And for longer distance, you have the train and worst case, even a plane. And then you are in the US and you find a new client and they're not in Michigan as we are. They are in, let's say, Virginia. And all of a sudden you realize, oh, well, that's a 4-hour flight for us in the same country, right? Mm-hmm. It's a completely different dimension that you have to work with here. So basically, we have to start realizing that every single state in the US is about the size of Germany, some even larger. And that means every global every expansion in the US means setting up business in a new country, although they call it states. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely the biggest challenge. We are even talking about working through different time zones. So PEC Corp has employees in Oregon, which is on the West Coast. That's a 3-hour time zone difference. So for us right now, it's about 10 a.m. For them, they're just getting out of bed. Right?
That's just so crazy. But it is so interesting on the other hand also.
Right. And that is certainly one of the bigger challenges because you have to realize you cannot be there in person anymore. The remote working culture and all the great tools we have with Teams and Zoom and whatnot is certainly helping. So it's become a lot easier to facilitate working in different states, even at a small size like we have here. But still, it is not a simple, I'll drive somewhere.
Well, two things. One thing is maybe that's the reason why lots of Americans tend to think that Germany is Bavaria, right? It's just one region. And the second thing is, I just remembered something when you said it's a 4-hour drive. In Germany, when you miss the exit on the motorway, you just take the next. But you should do that in the U.S.
Well, some areas better not. No, that's a 1-hour detour.
Exactly. So, Scott, you just told us something about the values, powering, empathetic, and contagious. So what do these mean in practice?
So powering, empathetic, and contagious, as you may know, it stands for PEC. So this is something that our brand values, or these are our brand values. So powering is we want doers. We want people that are motivated. We don't want people that just necessarily sit in meetings and take notes. We want people to be really invested in their projects. and empathetic. We want people that have, of course, integrity and honesty, and we want those people to bring that into the projects as well. And that's something that we really look for when looking for new hires as well. And then contagious. It sounds like a funny word or a funny value to have, but it's really important because we want people to bring passion to their product or projects and passion to PEC. And that's really, really important value to us. And so to say, be contagious and have that passion be contagious within the project that they're working in.
I can imagine when you work with a client who is maybe not so empathetic and contagious, it can be a challenge. But I guess then you can kind of bring some I don't know, extra light into these projects, right? So maybe afterwards these people also become powering, empathetic and contagious. So is there maybe a specific example you can share when you work on a specific project where you make the difference through these values in your daily work?
Generally, by experience, most of our clients very well vibe with these values. We work in very conservative industries, to be fair, yes. But the people that we work with, I have rarely met anyone who's not already very compassionate about their work and has that motivation and drive. So we reflect what the customers in a lot of cases already have and reinforce it. And in most cases, when we come in as a consultancy, it is because our clients need help and support to overcome some hurdles, to implement new things, or simply to drive their projects with them. And the values that we stand for and that we bring in make a big difference on how you approach these projects. So some projects might be stuck, some projects might be a little difficult, but in every case it is, if you come in with these general ideas and values behind you, you just bring a fresh motivation to the topics. You bring the power to get through challenges into the project. And you, with your empathy and that passion, you are able to pull everyone around you with you to bring a project to a success. And we've seen that over and over again, that this is what makes working with us enjoyable for the customers and one of the big reasons why they want to work with us.
So speaking about projects, Bastian, you said how you bring these values into your projects, but maybe you can give us a bit more about a specific project, maybe some of the most challenging projects so far, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, gladly. We had this opportunity about 2 years ago where a global client of ours approached us, and they were really in a dire situation. It was still at the middle or towards the end of COVID, and the semiconductor crisis had hit the industries, all of them at once. If you imagine you try to bring out a product and you simply cannot buy the semiconductors to build it, that is a massive issue. It impacts your cash flow. You basically cannot bring out the product that your customers and your end customers need. And it's a really dire situation. And one of our clients approached us and said, can you please help us structure this issue and come up with an idea on how we can work through resolving it? And let's be fair, there is not this one simple solution. You can't just say, just buy more.
Of course not.
So this customer was set up with a global procurement organization, but also with a lot of local procurement organizations, and they all had to work together. And that's where one of the strengths of PEC came in as a global consultancy, because we were able to support the client with a global setup of consultants, a team working in the US, in the US time zone, being able to work with all the local offices they had here, and a team in Germany. And at the same time, we were able to bring on consultants with a background in project management, process management, and some with a very strong IT background. I mean, PEC has their own IT offices. And together we were able to provide the client with a complete organizational structure on how to tackle this program or project in that case, a process on how to organize it, including how do you escalate supply chain issues, where do you escalate it, who needs to be involved and all that, and even come up with an IT solution to support the process. So within just a month, we have developed a software that enabled the customer to manage through this crisis. And that was an incredible experience. We resolved, of course, we couldn't resolve the entire semiconductor crisis, but I think we were able to help out the client organize through it, use their own strength in their global setup, their market power and all of that to acquire more semiconductors than before. And we're significantly able to help them improve their business. And that was just a huge success for them as well as for us, and a really great experience.
It's really impressive. And it also sounds a little bit like coaching, you know, help the client to help themselves. So, right, from this perspective. Yep. And on the other hand, I really see where this extra value from PEC comes in, having these experts in these very specific areas, as you said, right? So IT, process management, project management, even with own offices and own consultants. So now it also kind of, you get the picture that there are a lot of different people you're looking for, right? It's not just only consultants in general. So it sounds to me that people from all different sorts of areas and backgrounds and qualifications might have a chance at PEC. Right, Scott?
Yeah, exactly, Bastian. And that's definitely something that we look for in our candidates. Of course, a great project fit. So if there's technical skills required for a certain project, we make sure we bring on the right sources in the interview. So people in our company that have experience with those projects to make sure we can find the right candidates for those technical and specific projects.
Absolutely, Scott. So we are looking for a great diversity of a background in people based on our needs in the projects and with the clients. The way we work together makes it necessary that we have people with this diverse background. But all of them need to adhere to our values, the passion, the powering, the empathic and contagious. That is what we're looking for in everyone, no matter of their background.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about application documents or how can I convince you in the application process. But before that, so like yourself, Bastian, imagining me sitting here listening and I'm a German citizen and I want to go to the US. Is there any way of support from PEC Corp or from PEC Group to help me transfer my career from Germany to the US?
Absolutely, Bastian. So we have had a lot of experts over from Germany. So we know the process to do that very well. But let's be clear and honest. If you just start your career, there is no simple way to just go to the US. Because the US requires you to bring a specific knowledge and experience with you. And that usually requires that you are hired for a certain role where you already have experience in.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we say at least 2 years of experience in the company, right? Okay. So we technically would not bring on over someone who just graduated from university. But if you have shown in Germany that you have a certain skill set, that you know how the company works and that you're willing to bring this to the US, then yes, we have opportunities for that. We've done it quite often. And there is a great value in bringing over expats from Germany because they can help us establish the same services as we have in Germany to our clients here, train teams, take on the challenge of expanding the US business and hiring locals by bringing over these experiences and the knowledge from Germany and from the experience they have gained there.
Excellent. So it kind of sounds like I might apply from, well, I haven't worked at PSC before, maybe with the goal to go to the US within the next 2 to 3 years. And maybe also point this out in my application. But starting in Germany first is like a ground rule, I understood so far, right? When you haven't had any work experience before, when you're just from university.
Correct. When you have work experience, then that, of course, there might be a shortcut to that. But still, we would want to make sure that you encompass the PEC values and that you know how we work and that you provide an actual benefit. So a little bit of experience in Germany with PEC is an absolute requirement for us. It doesn't have to be 2 years if you already have more work experience beforehand.
Okay. But talking about shortcuts, Scott, what advice do you have for candidates applying to PEC? So especially when they want to work with you guys.
Yes, of course. Obviously, most importantly is reflecting the PEC values. So we've mentioned it several times before, and that's really important to us when we're hiring. And that's usually only determined through an in-person interview or a phone call. It's a bit difficult to convey that via the resume or initial application. But yeah, just going back to the initial application, how do you get the attention of the recruiter? And that's most applications I read that I end up moving on to the next step are applications that clearly and concisely reflect the job that we're looking for. So applicants should kind of tailor their experience to the job that they're applying for. Of course, truthfully, that's obviously important. But then going into the interview, definitely preparing beforehand, making sure you understand our company, making sure that the culture makes sense to the applicant, and then just really understanding what we do through our projects and who we are as a company.
And I think there were also some very helpful tips, because talking about the application, the documents in general, and also how to kind of convince you by preparing these PEC values and kind of leveraging them to yourself as a person is a huge benefit, I would say, to convince you, right? So talking about having these values prepared. Excellent. All right. So thank you guys so far. And as we usually have it in the PEC interviews, I have one rapid fire question to you, Scott, and one rapid fire question for you, Bastian. So Scott, what has left a positive impression on me at PEC so far is?
What has left a positive impression on me at PEC so far is the people that I work with. That's been the greatest part about working here. And fortunately, I get a little bit of a say in terms of who we end up hiring, being on the recruiting team. So, of course, we make sure we hire people that follow those brand values, but of course people that are fun to work with.
Thank you. And Bastian, my personal highlight, which I love to share in connection with PEC, is?
I mean, they've allowed me to set up a business in the US. Of which company can you ever say that? That is definitely my greatest highlight so far.
Thank you so much, guys. And thank you, person who's listening to this podcast at the moment. For more information about PEC or the application process, feel free to visit the website pec.careers. There you will also find other interesting podcast episodes on various areas within the PEC. If working in the US has caught your interest, check out pec.careers/jobs. There you will find the current job openings that you can apply for. And if you have any questions or need further information, feel free to reach out to the recruitment team. You can find the contact details on the website. Thank you very much, guys, for the interview.
Yes, thank you, Bastian.
Thank you, Bastian. That's great.